This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, we now bring you an exclusive interview with Indian High Commissioner to Maldives, G. Balasubramaniam, on the eve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Maldives. Interviewer is Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani correspondent.
Sir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit marks his third to Maldives and first during the President Muizzu's tenure. It also coincides with the 68th anniversary of Maldives' independence and 68 years of diplomatic relations. What is the significance of this visit at this particular juncture?
You are absolutely right. This is the third time that Prime Minister Modi would be visiting Maldives, and he is the first state visitor. He will be the first head of state to come on a state visit under the administration of President Muiz. On his invitation, he is coming over here, not only as the first visitor as a state visit, but also as the guest of honor for the 60th anniversary of the Independence Day celebrations. This year, incidentally, also marks the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between our two countries. So it's a very significant milestone that we are having it here. When India, which had established its diplomatic relations in 1965, we will be celebrating that. And to commemorate this celebration, both Prime Minister Modi and President Muiz would be releasing a commemorative stamp marking the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations.
Sir, both leaders are said to take stock of the progress in comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Please elaborate its main features.
During the state visit of President Muiz to India in October 2024, the leadership, Prime Minister Modi and President Muiz, had agreed on a vision document which covered the basic future relationship between the two countries, and it was titled the Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. This partnership, this document actually defines the role in which of these countries would be playing and the areas in which both the countries would be cooperating, whether it is in terms of maritime security or whether it is in terms of emergency financial assistance or whether it is in terms of developmental assistance or whether it is in terms of people-to-people contacts, increasing the trade and economic relations between the two countries, having institutional linkages, whether it is through free trade agreement or the bilateral investment treaty, so on and so forth. These are the areas in which both the countries are working very solidly, and there have been many negotiations that have taken place, and some of those things would certainly be signed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi on 25th and 26th of this year.
Following the President Muizzu's visit to India last year, discussions were initiated on the free trade agreement. Can you provide an update on the current progress of these negotiations?
I am very happy to announce that the terms of reference for the negotiations of free trade agreement has been signed, and they have agreed, and we will be soon starting the free trade agreement. So this is a significant step from the vision document that was there, which had identified FTA as one of the deliverables between the two countries.
Bilateral trade between India and Maldives had shown consistent growth, surpassing the $500 million in recent years. What are the primary focus areas driving this trade expansion?
Essential commodities is one of the major areas in which we have been working. From 1981 onwards, India has been the supplier of essential commodities, whether it is in terms of food products or whether it is in terms of the construction material and so on. That, apart from that, the agricultural produce, the electronic produce, electronic material that is coming over here. And when the tourists visit, there are so many things that are being brought in by the tourists and also being used by them. Whether it is agriculture or whether it is chemicals or whether it is shipping, we have a lot of areas in which we have been cooperating, and trade has been growing well because of these reasons.
There is some talks about that Bhishma Cube. What exactly?
Bhishma Cube is basically a trauma center, a mobile trauma center, which can be deployed by the country at wherever it is required. It is a very mobile thing. We are also providing a water drone, which would be used to transport these things. Each of these cubes has the capacity to treat about 300 patients, and it's a trauma center with operating facilities and other things. Team from India also here to train people from the Ministry of Health in Maldives, and they would be handed over by our Prime Minister on 25th of this month.
RuPay card is successfully launched in Maldives and efforts are underway to introduce the UPI. What is the progress on that front?
Both sides are on at very serious level of negotiations in terms of launching the UPI also. I would say that we are more or less there. And once it is agreed by both the countries, there will be some terms and conditions under which the implementation period would be decided. And I'm sure in the near future, it would be possible for citizens of both the countries to avail of the benefit of UPI, which has been a great success in India.
Yeah, India has been a significant partner in Maldives' development journey. Could you share some details or some recently completed the projects?
There are many projects in which we have been involved. There are three ways in which we have been assisting the developmental assistance in terms of Maldives. One is through the line of credit, second is through the grant portion, and third is through buyer's credit. In each of these areas, we have undertaken various flagship projects also. One such project is the Greater Malé Connectivity Project, which is a 6.7 kilometer bridge connecting Malé to three more islands close by. And this, once it is done, and I'm sure it would be done in its due time, it would certainly unleash the economic potential that is existing for the benefit of the Maldivian friends. And similarly, we have had projects in reconstruction of the Hanimadu Airport or reconstruction of the Ghan Airport, Addu sewerage and road project. There have been high impact community development projects under the grant portion. More than 78 such projects have been completed at 455 million rufaiya. We have done that. These are starting from school renovation to some small solar projects or from outdoor gyms that have been kept in various islands over here. These directly have an impact on the lives of common citizens in Maldives. And we are very proud to be associated with Maldives in its development partnership.
There are many high-impact community development projects are being done by India in the Maldives. How the peoples of the Maldives feel about it, or how is their reaction over these projects?
When we improve the school facilities that are existing over there, it impacts the children in every island over there. When we build an outdoor gym, it is very essential for people in remote islands over here to avail facilities of such gyms and other things. Recently, the third phase of the HICDP was signed in the month of May. Through that, we are actually providing 12 RTL ferries that would connect the different islands over here so that the connectivity between islands is established. There's a ferry terminal that would also be built over here. So all these HICDP have a direct impact on the lives of citizens in Maldives, and they are very happy with the kind of support that has been provided by Government of India.
Capacity building of Maldives National is a key aspect of our cooperation. Can you give me some details?
Again, capacity building has been one of the cornerstones of our cooperation with Maldives. Under the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Program, we are training about 600 people every year, 300 on the civilian side and 300 on the military side. Apart from this, we also have specialized courses through the National Center for Good Governance or the Judicial Commission or the Civil Service Commission or the Rashtriya Raksha University in India. I could also mention about the National Police Academy, Maldivian Police Service. Five of them get trained in the National Police Academy along with our IPS officers on a regular basis. Many military cadets actually get trained in the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun. So our exposure here in terms of capacity building has been very well appreciated. More than 1,600 people on an annual basis we do train regularly. In addition to that, we also have long-term scholarship being provided by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations. So, and apart from this, many Maldivians actually go to India for higher studies.
Both countries shares a long rich history of bilateral relations. For our listeners, will you identify some major highlights that exemplify the unique bond between the two nations?
Absolutely. India has always been the first responder whenever there has been a crisis, whether the crisis has been man-made or is it a natural cause. I can give you a few examples. In 1988, there was a coup attempt in Maldives, and Maldives dialed India, and India was immediately there to support Maldives in restoring its sovereignty and defeating the coup attempt over here. That is called as Operation Cactus of 1988. Subsequently, in 2004, when tsunami hit, Maldives was also affected, and India was the first responder, providing succor to the people who have been affected because of the tsunami. In 2014, there was a water crisis in this country, and India once again sent its ships along with potable water, as well as desalination plants, which we have set up in different parts of the country. When COVID struck, the whole world came to a standstill, and India was there to provide both vaccines and also support in terms of opening up bubbles between India and Maldives so that tourism continued to grow, which is the mainstay of the economy of the country. So in whichever way that it has been required, India has always been there as a first responder and as a friend in support of Maldives at times of crisis.
Tourism is a major part of Maldives' economy. How the response of Indian tourists to the Maldives?
Actually do love Maldives because of the beauty, the natural beauty that is there endowed to this country. Last year, more than 140,000 Indian tourists had visited, and this year, till the month of June itself, more than 60,000 Indian tourists have visited. I'm very happy to also note that the 1 millionth tourist this year in 2025 was an Indian. So, which has been felicitated by the tourism minister also. So, tourism is an integral part of the cooperation that we have between India and Maldives.
Yeah. Beyond the strategic and economic aspects, the India and Maldives are deeply connected by the ethnic, linguistic, and cultural ties. How these soft diplomatic connections are actively leveraged to further strengthen the people-to-people bonds, cultural understanding, and mutual goodwill?
There are a lot of similarities between our two countries. Our citizens enjoy a similar kind of spices. If you take, in, for example, cuisine, their roshi is something what we call as chapati. Only thing is that our chapati, we make it out of wheat, and in roshi, they make it out of maida. The fish items that are being eaten over here, the sweet items that are being eaten over here, you would find that the spices are exactly the same. Not only that, linguistically, Divehi, he uses a lot of Indian words, Hindi words, Sanskrit words over there. And for example, bagicha is a very common thing. Mushkil is a common thing. All these things, if a person speaks in Divehi, one would be able to discern a few of the words. So the cultural similarity is also there in terms of lungi. The traditional dress of Maldivians is a lungi, which is again one of our traditional dresses also. The dhonis that they use, currently, of course, there are outboard fitted motors and things like that. But the original dhonis during Lothal in Indus Valley civilization, from Gujarat, people used to come over to Lavyani atolls in the northern part of Maldives. So the connection between our two countries in terms of cultural things, in terms of similarities, these are quite good. Maldivians love Bollywood. Most of them actually understand Hindi. Because only through listening to music and seeing Indian movies. So it's a deep connect that exists between our two countries, the people between our two countries. Most of them go to India for medical tourism. Many of them study in India for their higher studies. I have even come across a lot many people over here who are actually born in India. When I said that I am from Chennai, they said, I was born in Chennai. So that is the kind of connect that exists between our two countries.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Indian High Commissioner to Maldives, G. Balasubramaniam, on the eve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Maldives. The interviewer was Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about the program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.